Well, thank you so much for this opportunity again. Hopefully my English is better than the last time and you can understand everything. And I know you've been studying through the letter of Galatians, and I'm not a fan of topical preaching, but I thought for today, because we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving, can be appropriate to talk about about gratitude. And so we're going to see what the Lord has to say throughout scriptures about gratitude, because I think it's something that we sometimes, many people forget about it, and we have days like Thanksgiving that we can remember how good God is. And so I'm going to pray, and we're going to start. Lord, thank you so much for this beautiful afternoon, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to gather and just learn your word and have fellowship, Lord. I pray that you can use this time to speak to our hearts and just leave this place transformed and live according to your will, Lord. Thank you so much for this blessing. Amen. So I want to start with a psalm. And we're going to go to Psalm 100. And as you know, I'm not from the United States, but many countries, they have their own version of Thanksgiving. The difference is many of them, they will celebrate just to life, or they will celebrate to nature, right? And you have a big blessing in this nation that many things in this country were founded to glorify God. But we have seen how also people has been living the purpose of many things that were founded to glorify God. And now, even Thanksgiving, we know the history of it, but many people won't come and celebrate for what it is, but just for to have fellowship. And it's important for us to kind of remember why we do all these things. So I want to read Psalm 100, and it says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is good. Is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." This is a very beautiful psalm because people think that David wrote this psalm. It doesn't say who wrote it, but it seems that they will use this psalm before they gather and worship God. And he's talking about to the whole earth. So this is a command. It's an invitation, but it's more than an invitation. It's a command to the earth to rejoice in the Lord and praise him. And why? Because it says that he is God. He made us and we are his. He is good. His love and his faithfulness is for all generations. That's what this psalm says. It is the recognition of that everything that we receive comes from God is important for everybody. But we forget. We think that most of the things we get comes out of our effort. And even job is a provision from God. So when we gather, let's talk about Thanksgiving. We have friends, family, we get together, and we all can answer to that question, what are you thankful for, right? Everybody, and we have that saying of everybody, we have all we have something to be thankful for. Now, there are two questions I want to ask today. One of them is like, do we really acknowledge that all the blessings come from God? whatever it is, right? And the other one is, do we actually deserve those blessings? So if I'm going to be jumping around, as I told you, this is going to be, it's a topical sermon, so it's kind of hard to stay in one place, but I'm going to be jumping around. I'm just going to read these verses. James 1:17 says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. And then we have Matthew 5:44-45, and says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes this is very important, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. There is something that theologians call common grace. And that common grace is all the blessings that we can think of. From nature, everything you see, everything that makes you just wonder about the goodness of God. That is called the common grace of God. And we all receive that grace without exception. That's why when we gather, people can say that they have something good happening in their lives. Because God has been blessing us since the beginning of time. And the second question I was going to ask is, do we deserve those blessings? Right? Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the truth is, we don't. We don't deserve it. And Romans says that the wages of sin is death. And we have a... Can you imagine? Many people, when they think about Adam in the garden and how Adam and Eve fail, they think, how is it possible? Is it unfair that we have to suffer what they did? I don't know if you have heard that from people, or even if you have think that how can we be paying for something that Adam did in the beginning, right? But the truth is, by now you and I, we are full of sin. We already did it. We already sinned. So there is nothing that will prove the opposite. Like, if we were in the spot of Adam, we would have done the same thing, right? So, no, I think we all deserve the wrath of God. But look what the next verse says in Psalm 145:9. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. So we have this opportunity that God has given us through that common grace to repent. That's the way that God is telling humanity how good he is. That he is God, that there is a judgment coming, but there is an opportunity for us to recognize that there is a Savior. And he uses that common grace. And there is something here that I want to talk about a little bit, because maybe many people will think, what about all these people that they're not believers, but they're very thankful, and when they say, I'm very thankful, they all attribute all those things to God, all those blessings. I don't want to take this verse out of context, so I'm going to tell you what's happening here in Romans 14:23. Romans 14:23 is talking about not to be a stumbling block to your brother. So there's some people that they're eating some food that is being sacrificed to some gods, and they're asking, should we eat this in front of our brother, so it's going to be a stumbling block for them? What I'm interested about this verse is just a truth that applies to everything in life. And it's Romans 14:23. It says, But whoever has doubt is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. So this is the part I'm interested in. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. So what my point with this verse is just that part where it says, for whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. So you can think of somebody that might be very thankful for what they got, all the blessings, and they can attribute all those blessings to God. But these persons are not believers. They are not walking in the faith. They're still separated from God, right? And that something is very hard for us to see. But the truth is, God is using all this goodness just to tell people that He is good and that they can receive salvation and forgiveness through Him. Now, there is another aspect of this grace, the God's grace, and it's the saving grace of God, is what we have experienced. When we come to Christ, we experience the saving grace of God. And I do believe that this grace gives something to the believer that the non-believer cannot experience. So let's read Colossians 2:6-7. And it says, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. That part, abounding in thanksgiving, is very important. So what happens when we receive Christ? It says we walk in Him. This means we walk according to His word. We receive Christ, and then we have to know His commands, His statutes, and start walking according to that expectation from God. Then it says, if we break down that text, it says, rooted and built up in Him. This will mean growing in Christ. I like the image that He's given here, because He's talking about roots. And then He says, built up in Him. And it's hard to get, if you think about trying to get something, if you're cleaning your yard and there's weed and you have to pull it, how hard it is to pull something that has very deep roots. And that's what God wants in us. The more we know His word, the more our roots are going to go deeper and better our fruit is going to be, right? So that's something very important when we come to Christ. Walk in Him and rooted in Him. And then it says, established in the faith. This is pretty much trusting in God. Trusting that He's in control, and let Him be in control of your life. And when I'm saying let Him be in control, I'm not saying that we can be in control of what God is doing. But it's easier if we stop trying to be in control, because at the end we're going to end up knowing that He has been in control, and we're going to learn all that through all the trouble we have gone through. And the last one, it says, abounding in thanksgiving. And this is different than what the world thinks about thanksgiving or gratitude. It says abounding in thanksgiving. This is a command for the believers. It's not a feeling. I actually look in a dictionary, and it says that gratitude is a strong feeling of appreciation to someone or something for what the person has done to help you. And that's true. Every time somebody does something to you or you help somebody, there is a desire to reciprocate. And there is gratitude when you do something like that. But for the believer, gratitude is a joyful commitment. And it's easy to be thankful when things are good, when things are going well. In fact, Thanksgiving, it's based on a time of abundance, right? And it's easy to be thankful when things are going well. I was actually, I like to listen a lot of debates between Christians and atheists and just see their points of view. And I was watching this lady talking to this guy. This guy said that he believed in God, but I don't think he did. But the thing about this debate was that she was saying, life has no meaning, so that helps me to go through suffering because I know that it's not everything is emptiness. So when I think that life has no meaning, it helps me go through the hard times. And the guy asked her, so are you ever happy? Like, do you experience happiness? And she said, yes, yeah, sometimes I will wake up in the morning and I just thank life because I feel happy, but that's it. I like to know that there is no meaning in life. If you think about it, it might be right. She might be right because she lives in a world where there is no hope. Sin is everywhere. Sin, evil is everywhere. So your level of gratitude is going to be for whatever good thing happened to you, right? But for the believer, it's different. Now, imagine this. We have a commandment from God to love God with all our hearts and to love our brothers. All these things, when we love God and we love our brother, we have to do it with gratitude. Because I don't think we could do anything if it's not with gratitude. You know, we cannot love somebody if there is no gratitude in our hearts. So if you go to Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So this is a clear command to the believer. To be thankful, give thanks in all circumstances. And just think about this. The apostles, we know the lives of the apostles a little bit. And they had a pretty good life. Fishermen, they had regular jobs, their families. Paul had a good position in the government with Rome. And then they followed God. They followed Jesus. And they lost all of that. They lost it. They were persecuted. They were stoned. Paul was in jail. People were decapitated. Stephen was stoned. And these are the people who are telling us to rejoice in the Lord and serve God with gratitude. And I do believe that the only way you can do that is with the Holy Spirit. There is no way we can do it without God. And you can think, well, those were the apostles. They had special gift from God. But through history, we have seen people being martyrs because of the gospel. In many of the hymns we sing, you'll see how much joy are in those lyrics. Hymns that were written while people were suffering, were losing their families. And we have that beautiful poems that they were written right before they lost everything on this earth. I think that's only the Holy Spirit. And that's something that we need to seek. And as believers, we also can be a testimony for everybody out there. This is a beautiful time, Thanksgiving. Not many countries have the opportunity to sit around the table and be thankful and express their gratitude to God. And I think you can use all these moments to witness to your family members, friends that they know that they don't know the Lord. And I think it's a wonderful time. Now, going through this, I was thinking how actually knowing that God is good, knowing that we are saved, that we have the Holy Spirit in us, how can I actually apply this in my own life? Because it's good to know everything, but how can I live it every day? So for the application, I have something. I'm going to finish with this. I have three more verses for you, four, and we can finish with this. So the first one is Colossians 2, 6 to 7 that we just read. And it says, therefore, as you receive Christ the Lord, walk in him. So knowing God is not number one. And how are you going to know it? Know him. You're going to know God just through his word, right? I don't know how much you read the scriptures, but that's the only way you can know God's will for you. And you can know what God is saying that he wants from us. Now, the number two would be filled with the Spirit. And that happens when we receive Christ. We are filled with his Spirit. But in Ephesians 5:18-20 says, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very interesting that he starts this saying, don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And I think he just wants to give us an image of what happens when people drink alcohol, right? It's like you lose control of yourself. And when we are filled with the Spirit, we just need to let God to take control of our lives. And I think that's what he's implying in this part. And the good thing is, you know, we have the opportunity to come and sing together. We sing, we have fellowship. And those are things that are required for us, the believers, to do. And this is a blessing. That's why we sing songs. Because even the psalm before, it says, just make a joyful noise to the Lord. Because we have to come to the Lord singing and praising him because he's good. And we can rejoice in that. And now the number three is obey God. And that means to do his will. As we read in Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I have one more verse that I wanna finish with. And it's Colossians 3:15-17. And it says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let me pray, and I'll sing one more song after that. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for the blessing we have to be able to just come here, Lord, and see how good you are, Lord. Sometimes it's necessary for us to remember everything you have done. And I pray, Lord, that you can keep reminding us, Lord, of how much we don't deserve. And all the blessings you have for us, Lord, you have given us, we don't even deserve, Lord. But we are so thankful that we can rejoice in you, and knowing that we have a Father that is good, that protects us and care for us. And I pray that you're going to use this time of celebration, Lord, Thanksgiving, for all of us to be a testimony to someone, Lord, and just share your goodness and be a testimony for the world, Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. Yes, stand up.